All right, here we go. This is an episode with Sabrina Trueheart, like the coolest name I've ever heard ever. If there was ever a person who was meant to like be a performer and like be in the performing space, someone with a name like that, completely 100%, right? So cool. But I feel like our worlds had just kind of like collided every now and again. Like we just saw a lot of each other on social media. But we had never had a chance to sit down and just talk, which is also like why I wanted to start this podcast, because I feel like I have so many people like that. I feel like that's also being an adult and like having adult relationships and friendships is like you kind of exist in this like ether. But like then you also have like the internet, so you're kind of like DMing each other and like whatever. And I'm like, I just would see her at shows and like see her on the internet. And I was just like, you just seem cool and like a cool person. And we finally got to sit down and chat. And this went in a very different direction than I thought that it would. Yeah, I truly didn't expect to talk about what we ended up talking about, which was really fun. And we almost talked about being a musician, like not at all, which is wild because that was what I thought we would be talking about. But that's also what I love about this podcast is it's kind of like, I don't really plan. I don't really have time to plan anyway, but I don't really plan what the conversation is going to be. And then it just turns into like whatever, I hope it turns into whatever the guest needs it to turn into in that moment. Sometimes it's also what I need it to turn into in that moment. But yeah, ideally it's just kind of like, it should feel like a moment in time for us, right? For the two of us right now. And that's what this conversation felt like. And it felt really nice to just like be on the same level as somebody about a lot of this like chronic illness stuff, and to be able to just like level with somebody. So we do kind of get into a lot of that, which is really fun. And then it also just kind of turns into a little girly yappy time, which I also love because we love the girlies and we love to yap, until I'm done yapping and then I need to desperately go into bed and hibernate for like 8 hours. But yeah, so I hope you really enjoy this. Go check out Sabrina's music. And she's just like, wow, what a lovely, beautiful soul who looked so cozy on my couch. I'll have to post the picture. She just like sat a little cross-legged on the couch, on the podcast couch. It was really cute. And I was like, great, I'm so glad you look comfy. So that's the other goal too. It's just like ultimate comfort. But yeah, so enjoy. Love ya.
Talking to normal people.
I feel like I literally don't know anything about you. So I'm like really excited for this.
I feel the same way about you and I want to, you know?
Oh, that's how, like, exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Great.
Okay.
So yeah, and then you have that handheld mic. So just as much as you can hold it to your mouth is perfect. Just like you're performing is great. Yeah. But yeah, so hi.
Hi, how are you?
Like, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was your drive here?
It was really nice, really chill. I was just listening to music.
Oh.
Because when don't I?
Well, oh, yeah? You're like, yeah. Okay, because honestly, in the last few years, I have become like almost strictly audiobook listener.
Really?
I like music is probably 30% of my like travel listening.
Oh wow.
Isn't that wild?
So what audiobook are you like listening to
right now? Okay. Don't judge me because it's a terrible title, but it's a great book. I'm listening to this book called Getting Played. This is the cover. the male main character is like a drummer in the summer and a math teacher during the year.
Honestly, I kind of like it.
No, I could give you like all of the romance novel recommendations if you ever needed them. This is a really good one. Like
that's
it
cool.
It looks yeah. Like I wouldn't trust the cover of this one. Like I was like, I picked this up and I was like, oh, this is going to be like, this is going to be just pure smut.
Yeah.
It's going to be pure. It's going to be awful. But I was like, no, it's actually really good. And now I like can't wait to read everything by this author. So I'm excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I know. No, that's so cool when you find something like that where it's just like you want to know everything that they do, everything 100%. That they've created, you
that's
know,
how I
like
feel. Yes.
In music or books
music or anything
whatever.
Or art or whatever. What were you listening to on the way here?
I was listening to my fall 2025 playlist.
Oh, you do that.
That's right.
You like make those playlists.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I love that about you. You like curate an aesthetic.
You know what? It is funny because like I have those for my Spotify, right? Like that go on my artist profile. And then I have like I have Apple Music too. So I have both. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
I use Spotify. This is funny. Like
oh God,
I guess I kind of I have this thing where on Spotify, I make playlists like that are like kind of like aesthetic covers and aesthetic songs all fitting together and stuff like that. And then I have like on Apple Music, like just my playlists that I listen to because I, you know, like they're like old childhood favorites or like just new music I'm listening to at the moment that happens to be like, you know, kind of popular or whatever. And then like for the Spotify playlists and for my Spotify listening in general, I try to gear that more toward really indie stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, cool. So like I try to do this thing where, cause you know, I want to like increase the monthly listeners of the person and the follower, you know, like I try to like really like support the really indie artists on Spotify.
Yeah.
Strangely, but for Apple Music. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. For Apple Music, it's like stuff that I don't really care about, you know, like really popular stuff that I don't really.
Oh, I love
you
that.
Know?
And
yeah.
You're like, I'm not giving you my listens on Spotify.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you. I'm listening to the little guy. I love that.
No, that's like exactly what I use Spotify for, you know, and that's like how I like make my playlists there. Whereas like, you know, with Apple Music, I have like my playlists of like, you know, I do it by season. So like I've got, you know,
I love that.
Yeah. Like the fall 2025, which is like stuff I'm into right now. Yes. So yeah, I just listened to Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty.
Right
I'm a
down
huge,
the line.
Yeah. I'm like a huge yacht rock girly.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
So oh my
that
God.
Is like my main genre of listening at all times.
Yes. No way.
And then I have Sirius XM. So of course the yacht rock station is on pretty much every moment.
Stop. No way.
Yeah.
See, like the way that you curate your aesthetic, I was like, you're only ever listening to like 70s folk.
Close. I mean, it's basically
I have thought
like,
about you from the internet.
Yeah. It's like basically like 70s, like sort of 80s like folky rock, like soft rock and R&B smooth jams, you know, like that type of stuff. So I guess it's fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Because I mean, you even like you came in with your like cool pants and your like very 60s like bag. And I'm like, you're just like, you're a whole aesthetic. I feel like you're really good at the aesthetic
so
thing.
So much.
Yeah.
No, that means so much because I care so much about like just... not even just for music stuff, like just in general in life.
Yeah.
Like I am a Pinterest girly, like every day updating the boards, every day, you know, like just all that type of stuff. I absolutely love it and care about it with, you know, cause like fashion's like my third favorite thing in the world besides like music and like maybe like yoga or something like that. You know?
Oh my God. You're a yoga girly too.
Yeah. Not as good anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't
honestly,
like dedicated as much because I just been like not feeling that great this year, but,
Oh my God. Can I ask what's going on?
Yeah. I just have like some like hormone issues going on, like just some weird stuff. Yeah.
Can I also ask you a very personal question? How old
are
you?
I'm 20. Oh my fuck.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, really. I'm like, I'm 27. I'm 27.
Okay,
27. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I
really
had to
couldn't
think about
remember.
That the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you hit, like, once you pass 25, it's kind of like, it's a blur.
I know. And also, like, once you pass 25, all these things start happening.
You're also in your Saturn return-ish era right
now. That's true, too. Yeah.
So you're going to be going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So have you, like, been to the doctor and have blood work done and, like...
Yeah. Since March, this has been going on where I'm just, like... always going to different ones and always
yes,
it's clearly something that's like not ruining my life, but it's definitely
making
annoying.
It really difficult.
Yeah.
So
you know?
Is it like, are you, do you know what it is yet? Do you have like a diagnosis or no?
No, because a few different things have happened, right?
Okay.
The first thing that was happening was that I was having like, you know, really irregular periods, right?
I'm in the middle of that, right? I missed two this year for the first time in my entire life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was starting to like get them only like every 3 months or so.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's not super weird because that has happened to me before when I was in college, right?
Okay.
So
oh my God, that's
a
terrifying time for that to happen.
Yeah. That is. Especially if what was going on with
yikes.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah. it was pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, so but I was like getting them like every like 3 months this year.
Shit.
Right, it was very weird. And so since like last August, like August 24.
Okay.
And so I didn't think too much of it because honestly like my entire life they've been sort of off.
Okay.
Yeah, like up and down, right? So I just kind of like was like, oh, whatever, this is kind of weird, but I'm not even gonna, you know, give it the time of day. But then like I start having this like weird, like I have the shakes, you know, like kind of like when I, it depends, you know, like it's sometimes always there and it will not go away no matter how much I eat or how much I, you know, whatever.
Or how much water you're drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the things that they say to do, you know, like 100%. They'll just whatever. So
I totally understand that.
Yeah. And so I was having that and like these hunger spikes too, where I'm just like, oh, I'm really ravenous? Hungry. Okay. Ravenous. That is the word I use to like describe it. I'll be like absolutely ravenous. And then I'll, you know, because like I don't think I eat that weirdly, even though I have like a lot of restrictions. I'm like,
okay,
I'm pretty strict vegetarian.
Your like whole life?
Well, yeah, I've always been vegetarian probably since I was like 12 or something.
Oh my God, you're
you
so
know?
Cool. Okay.
Thanks.
Wow,
so much.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So like I've always been vegetarian, right? Yeah. So, you know, and then just this year I started like doing less gluten. I'm not totally gluten free, but less just because of some blood work that came back that suggested it could be a problem. Right. Okay. So been doing that too. And on top of it, I'm honestly just kind of picky. Like I don't really love everything, you know? So I thought it could have to do with that. Just my eating's a little weird for that reason. I eat the same exact thing pretty much every day. And just, you know, I thought maybe it had to do with just not getting enough or something.
Okay.
But at the same time, that doesn't really make sense either. Because, you know,
you're like, this has been my eating pattern my whole life. It has not changed.
Yes, exactly. That's where it comes from. Like in college, I like was constantly doing spin classes, constantly working out, constantly moving and eating about the same as I do, you know, there's no reason for me to like suddenly not exercising as much as I used to like having this problem, you know,
that was also me in these last couple of years. I'm like, nothing. I haven't had a big life altering like change in terms of like food or how I'm living my life, like sleep, like none of that's changing, but I am feeling like absolute total utter garbage.
Same. Yeah, exactly. That's literally what's going on. It's so aggravating.
Yeah.
So yeah, since March, I've been like getting blood work done, going, you know, more OBGYN appointments, doing ultrasounds, like all this stuff, right? And the period thing actually straightened itself out. I've gotten on time for a few months now, right?
Okay. Which has changed anything to like feel like you have made that happen?
I did start putting protein powder in my smoothies. Okay. Maybe. I mean, because I'm a strict vegetarian, I guess that could be part of it. But I mean, who knows? You know, like, there's just like a lot of like, I had a really, really stressful couple of years too when I first moved here, you know? Okay. So,
did you move here?
So I moved to, I live in Troy now, but I moved to Albany in early 2022. I think it was like January or
from
something.
From where?
Connecticut.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we lived in the city for like not that long, like maybe, you know, like half the year or something.
Okay.
Just like Airbnb hopping.
Oh no way.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then prior to that I was living in Connecticut my entire life though. So
Okay. What made you want to move here?
Not much really.
Like who wants to move to Albany? No, I'm not shitting on Albany,
no,
but
that's exactly how I feel about my decision. Like just it was funny though, because like it was weird. In 2020, you know, lockdown, we're all just sitting around doing absolutely nothing.
100%.
And I was like, oh, I don't like my life. I want to change it, right?
Oh, wow. Okay. And what were you doing?
I was in grad school to teach music. Yeah.
Get out of town. Okay.
So
where, and like, what was the college?
University of Bridgeport.
Okay.
Which is in Connecticut. It's on the coast. And prior to that, I went to Fairfield University. You know, like that's where I went to my undergrad.
What did you study in undergrad?
It was music and journalism, like a double major sort of
thing. My God, you're getting cooler and cooler. Okay. Okay. I love it. Okay.
It's so funny. I'm like, every time someone says, I'm like, I don't think I'm that cool.
Oh, you are very cool.
Thank you.
You are very cool. So you're like undergrad doing music and journalism, get to graduate school and you're studying music education.
Yeah. And then the lockdown pretty much happens at that point. Yeah. So, it does make sense. I'm 27. Yeah.
Yeah. I am 27.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I gotta do the math. Yeah. Oh, it's like God. That emoji with the glasses and the like teeth.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like, yes, I
love
am 27.
That it has little teeth.
Yeah.
There's also one that like is, it's one of the surprise ones. That's like, oh, it's got like the big O face and one of them has teeth and one of them has one tooth and one of them has no teeth. I always use the one with the little tooth.
Oh, that's like, I love
it. With the tiny teeth.
Yeah. That's so cute. Yeah. So that year I was like doing that, and I took an internship, like, in order, I guess, like, part of the deal was that you can do an internship teaching full time at a school, like as a sub and like a teacher's aide.
Whoa. Okay.
And it would pay your tuition.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It was pretty good deal, honestly. Okay. Yeah.
That's
like
amazing.
That's why I chose that program. I was like, oh, I get to go for free, essentially, you know, with the exception, like, books. So
Right.
Yeah. So because of that, I you know, I did that. So like early that year, right before the lockdown happened, I was like at a school, and that very first day, this is how I know it wasn't for me. And it's very telling of myself, but you know, this is how I know it wasn't for me. Some kid shit his pants right in front of me, a fifth grader.
No.
And I started crying.
No, no, no. You were like, I am not cut out for this.
It's just not for me. You know, like, there are saints and angels out there, and it's just not me.
And it's not me.
Yep. It's not me. It can't be me.
Love that. Just shit pants, immediate tears. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I literally called Christian, my partner, on the way home, and I was like, should I don't even, I don't know. I don't know if I should be doing this, right?
God.
So.
But that's honestly amazing to learn that early on.
That's true. Yeah. Prior to like the lockdown happening, though, like, I didn't realize yet. I still kept going with it. Like, I still kept doing the program.
Okay,
you
stayed. Okay. But isn't that funny, though? Because, like, I feel like I've had that with, like, certain jobs. Like, I remember this one job. I started a new job. Mm. And I went in my first day. And I came out. And I got in my car. Cried.
Yep. That is how you know.
Yeah. And I cried, like, every day for, like, a month. And then I stayed in that job for, like, 8 months. And I was just, like, because I was just, like, I don't know, like, what the fuck else to do. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. And then eventually I did just, like, leave that job with no future plan. And I was just, like, I just, like, made a lot of money while I was there, which is also kind of why I was, like, I have to stay.
Yeah, totally.
Not a lot, but a decent amount. And then I was just, like, when I left, I was, like, I'd never felt so good or free in my life. I was like, whole, like, it felt like my last day. I was like, I like danced out of there. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I was like, oh my God. But it's wild, like, how long you're just like, no, like, I have to save for this reason or this reason or this reason or this reason. Like, how long you can talk yourself into something like that.
No, it's so funny. This is a great conversation because this is like one of my favorite topics is like, I'm like, you know, I'm a manifestation girly.
Oh, I love
that. For better or worse. Right?
Yes, right? Yeah, for all of us. Yeah.
You will always know when something's not right for you, or for me personally. Like, I will know that something, whether that's a job or whatever that is not right for me within the first week if I cry in that first week.
Oof.
At any given time.
Yep.
And for my entire life, that has been the track record.
Wow.
Every single thing I've ever done, whether it is a job, whether it's a school I went to or a program I was in or what have you, you know, I will cry that very first week.
Wow.
And it usually happens that
Your
Thursday.
Body knows.
Yeah.
It's the Thursday.
It's usually
you
the
start
Thursday.
On Monday
or
by
or
Thursday,
Friday.
Tears.
Yep. No, it's so true. Because, like, you'll start everything on a Monday usually, like, whether it's a job or school or whatever. And you'll just know.
Yeah.
Like, your body knows before you.
Before your brain does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. Because your brain is trying to, like, intellectualize the thing.
Yeah,
and be like,
exactly.
No, like, this is all the reasons why this is good, though, and we have to stay. And then your body's like, please let me go, let me go,
no,
let me go.
No, it's so true. Yeah. That was me with that internship thing. Ugh. I was like, the first day I cried, and it wasn't right. And I ended up leaving, obviously, like, during the lockdown, because I was like, I can't even go. You know,
great.
I can't even go to school.
Sorry.
So, like, yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm so sad right now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm literally like, the tears are just, I can't control them. Yeah.
So anyway, how this led to me getting to Albany is because during that year, I was like, well, I want to do something, like, you know, different and fun. What if I, like, move to Vermont?
Or, I think about that every day.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm gonna move to Vermont.
Honestly, yeah, same. Yes. I mean, we're kind of close.
We're pretty close.
Yeah, we're pretty close. So, I was like, oh, what if I move to Vermont and do this? What if I do van life? What if I do, you know, like, all these thoughts you have when you're like 21,
100%,
you know,
100%.
So, I had, like, all these different thoughts, and I was like, what if I moved to New York and pursued music?
Wow, like the city.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So I was like, well, okay, let me try that, right?
I love that.
And that's
okay.
kind of the path I went down, right? And I didn't even, like, expect to do much with it. Like I kind of thought that I just like moved to Brooklyn and I would play like a show a month and maybe release like a couple, like, you know, all acoustic songs or something. And that was really, I didn't really expect or plan to do not even as much as I'm doing now with it, you know?
Wow. So like, okay.
It was just like to do something different and fun. And, so yeah, we moved there in 2021, did a bunch of Airbnb hopping, realized quickly I was out of my depth. It was way too expensive for someone, you know, cause like I've been with my partner since I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah. So he comes with me, you know, he is a part of the package deal. Is he what?
What does he do?
Oh, like for work?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a music teacher.
Oh my God. No way. Yeah,
it works for some people, great. I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it. He's a private instructor though. Okay. So
what does he teach?
Guitar and bass.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. Great. And he's also, you know, like in projects and stuff like that.
Oh, no
so,
way. Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh my God. Love that.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a package deal. I love that.
It is, you know, so like I can't be living with a bunch of roommates in Brooklyn like everyone else my age does, you know, like I can't do that.
Right.
I want to live with my partner. So he literally suggested to me one day, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't really want to move back home, but I don't want to go to Vermont either now. You know, like I got a taste of this, like, you know, this New York life. I already live here.
Yes.
He's like, what about Albany? He was like, I've been there once and it's fine. It has a scene. Why don't we just go? Why don't we just try? And I was like, fine. So we threw a dart at the map essentially. And we just landed here.
Yeah.
Like,
and honestly, like, later. It's kind of great though, because it's like Albany is like, you can drive to Vermont, you can drive to New York, you can drive to Connecticut, you can drive to like Western New York, where there's kind of a lot going on, Ithaca, Finger Lakes, and then go even further, Buffalo. Like, you can decently get to a lot of places in a like relatively small amount of time and on a train or in a car.
Well, yeah,
which
exactly.
is pretty nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, we ended up moving to Albany, but I really, really, really did not like it.
Yeah.
It just was not for me. Yep. And so then we moved to Troy and it is for me. I love it.
Great.
So,
oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm starting to kind of realize and recognize like, oh, these pieces fell in place for a reason, you know, like that type 100%. Of thing. 100%.
Yeah. That's always what it is. Like you can be where you are, where you finally feel comfortable and then look back and go, oh, that's why I had to go through all of those things.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
That's literally. I mean, my partner and I talk about that all the time where I'm like, the fact that we are here with the things that we're doing and the friends we have and all the things that we are doing right now is a result of the fact that we made the stupid mistake of moving to Albany 100%. And now are here.
Yeah, it's like you fall upwards. Like I feel like that's life. It's like you constantly feel like you're moving backwards, but you're actually moving forward. And every step is the right one. Like it's like you just can't move in a wrong direction.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like that's why, like, because in my life, I feel as though, and this is an absolutely insane take, but I'm going to say it because I'm just bearing
I'm
all.
Ready.
I'm bearing all.
No,
I'm
that's
here.
Also like, thank you. You're here for it. You get it.
Yeah, of course. I've gotten nearly everything I have wanted in my life, but that doesn't mean it was for good. Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or it's been a version of it that I didn't expect or like or realize would happen.
And what I also think is like when you get the thing you don't want, it can sometimes be just as important as getting the thing you do want, because then it teaches you what, or when you get the thing that doesn't work out, you're like, well, I know that I don't want that. Like knowing what you don't want is also as equally important as like knowing what you want. And sometimes you have to do the thing to find out what you definitely don't want. And it's like you have to date. You got to date people. You got, if like, if you want to talk about it from that perspective, it's like sometimes you got to go through all the shit bags before you like get to the one that you're like, oh, this is what I've been looking for this whole time.
Yeah, you know? That's true too. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know.
But lucky you. You found yourself 14. That's so fucking cute. I love that so much.
Thanks
Oh my God. Yeah. That's adorable. And I love that like he's, like it just sounds like he's so equally supportive too of just like okay, you don't want to be in Connecticut, okay, you want to go to the city, let's go to the city. And then it's like, now we're in the city and you're like, I'm not happy, and he's like, okay, great, let's go to Albany. And then it's like, I'm not happy in Albany, okay, great, let's go to Troy. And he's just like with you through that whole thing is amazing. Like that is incredible.
I mean,
so good to have
that's
in a
like
person.
That's like what's so important I think in a relationship is that like you need to be with someone who, you know, like there's a mutual understanding of what you want in life and what and what it's going to cost to do it. Yep. You know, like,
yeah,
he understands I'm delusional in that way.
And Delulu.
Yeah.
I'm just the Delulu girly.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like, he also, you know, he has the exact same goals as me, which is super, super rare to find. And I understand it's like really special what we have for that reason, you know? Cause it's like, it's just so great having someone who has the same kind of lifestyle as you.
Yes.
Who, like, plays and projects and does this and does that.
Yep.
And, you know, like, really is dedicated.
Yeah, 100%. Because I remember, like, I was seeing this guy for a bit. And it was, like, I remember we were, like, sitting on his porch eating pad thai. Like, I vividly remember this. We're, like, sitting on his porch eating pad thai, and his dog was, like, chewing on a scallion. And she was, like, actually choking on this. She was, like,
oh,
he had, like, this tiny little dog. And I was, like, oh, my God, we're killing her. We're killing her.
Yeah.
But we were sitting there. We were talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, and, like, I want to, like, record. I'm, like, recording this album right now, and I want to, like, this is, like, I don't even know, way pre-2020. And
yeah,
we're talking about this
yeah.
kind of stuff. And I'm, like, yeah, I, like, want to record an album and then, like, maybe, like, go on tour or whatever. And he was, like, oh, what? And I was, like, and, like, in that moment, I was, like, oh, this is never going to work.
Yeah?
Like, I just knew
oh
it.
God.
Like, I was just, like, yeah, oh, you don't get it. And, like, he wasn't a musician. He was just, like, a normal dude, like, working downtown
tough.
Bartending.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, oh, like, you don't get it. So it's so important. And I think that there are people who aren't musicians who can still get it.
They can still get it. It is hard though.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
for me, I need to be with a musician. Like,
yeah.
How can I not be,
I'm with a musician also.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point in my life, like, how can I not be, you know? It's
yeah.
just, it has become everything.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't expect that really.
Yeah.
So like,
I didn't expect that either. I never really had like a vision of the person I would end up with. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really know. Like, I was just like, I don't know who this person is going to be. Like, I know I want them to be like fun and funny and cute and sweet and like, I want all those
yeah.
things, you know. But I was just like, I never really thought about like, I want an accountant or I want a musician, or like, I never put like a thing on that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then being with a musician has been the coolest fucking thing ever, because I'm like, I get to make the thing that I love with the person that I love. Like,
yeah.
we get to do it together, which is like so beautiful. Like,
that's
and we can
awesome.
Like create together,
yeah.
which is really fun. I'm
yeah,
like,
no.
this is incredible.
For sure. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's like, once you realize that type of thing, like, you know, the more like relationships and life go on, not even like relationships, like friendships.
Friendship, 100%.
Yeah, it's like, I can't be friends with anyone anymore who does not understand my life. I can't
yeah.
like keep friendships even with
yeah.
people who don't really understand my life. And
yep.
create friendships
yeah.
with people who don't have similar goals, or at least get them.
Yes.
You know, like
yes.
now.
Or are like open to understanding them.
Mm.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
like my cousin, who is my best friend,
mm-hmm.
is like, she's a social worker, and her now husband, they just got married.
Aw, cute.
Yeah. I was the maid of honor at her wedding, and it was really fucking cute. But they are like, he's in construction and she's a social worker, and they're like moving on this trajectory of like, they moved into this, they were going to buy a house, but obviously the house market is insane right now. So like, they're moving on this trajectory of like, oh yeah, like we bought a dog and we're getting married, mm. and we're going to have babies and we're going to buy a house. And we're like, they're on this very clear trajectory.
You have to be, you know,
yeah.
like,
and
in
JP
order
and I
for
are like,
work.
JP and I are like, well, I don't know. Like, now we moved into this house and now we have a studio and now I'm recording a podcast and now he's working here and I'm doing that job. And we're kind of piecemealing all of the things we've spent like the last however many years, like piecemealing all of our
yeah.
things together financially and like all this stuff. And it's just like, and we have goals, but it's like, our trajectory is never gonna look like the clear trajectory of like the house and the two kids, the 2.5 kids or whatever that whole
well,
thing is.
Yeah,
you know?
Same with us.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, we just don't know, and we agree on it, you know, like
yes.
we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it is 100%. What it is, you
yes.
know, like,
yep.
That's
so having someone
just...
who understands like rolling with the punches. Cause I had someone say to me one time, like, if you're going to be the creative in a relationship, you have to have like a stable person. Like, it has to be a creative and a stable. And I was like, that's not my relationship. Like, we're both just like
unstable, like, and creative.
And creative. And just being like, I don't know. We've like, we just the other day like looked at each other and we were like, whoa, we like finally fucking did it. And like, we
yeah.
can settle. Like, because it's like, we just spent the last few years being like, oh yeah, we'll say yes to this and yes to that and yes to this and yes to that. And just, we need money. So we'll say, we'll take all the things. And
yeah.
now we're at this point where like, in the last year, we've been like, oh, we have to like say no to things, and we have to like we are in a place of like being able to do that and having like a little more stability, which is really nice.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's just a very different relationship from like your normal cookie cutter everyday people who are just like going to 9 to 5s and coming home every night and doing the thing. Like, it's a very different relationship that you have to like care for in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So then like you move here, like you go to the city, you move to Albany, you move to Troy.
Yeah.
So when you say like you've had a few stressful years, was it like all of that moving and like trying to figure yourself out kind of thing?
Yeah. So, okay. So yeah, nitty gritty.
Yeah. I mean, and you can also like say as much or as little as you want. And okay. Like, we can always take things out. Like if you don't feel comfortable with people knowing specifics, we can always take whatever out later.
All right.
I can tell Andy. Yeah.
I'm pretty open book, really.
Me too. Honestly, me too. Yeah. So yeah.
I don't really care.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, good.
So yeah. Moved to Albany. 2022, I just really despised my life. Like, it was just so not me. I came here and I lived in, you know, very tiny place in the city, which really isn't for me.
Yeah, you know, I feel that, as you can tell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same with where I live now. It's like, I need to be near it. I know I need to be near the city. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be just on the outskirts, but I cannot be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I cannot be in it. And I mean, that's okay. I'm learning that that's okay. Also, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so okay. Actually. Yeah. Like,
that's very actually, okay. It's okay.
It's like, I'll let city people live city lives and I'm exactly, like, I'll be over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Cause like, I need to be near you, but I don't want to be you.
Yeah. I always think about, it's so fucking cheesy, but I think about that Dixie Chicks song. Like the other day I was like driving back home, which is Galway. It's like not far away from here, but it is a different landscape and feel, and it's its own right. It's just like big. And it's literally just wide open spaces, which is that wide open space.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, I'd listen to that song and be like, oh, yeah, like that's just like a song that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no, like I actually get it now. It's like she needs like wide open spaces. She needs beautiful places. Like this whole thing. And I'm like, that is me.
Stop.
I am that
that's
bitch.
That's so funny. Because like, do you know who Alice Christensen is? She's like a YouTuber, singer-songwriter.
No.
So I've been following her probably since I was a kid, right?
Oh,
since
I
was
that.
Like 17 or something.
I'm going to look at her photo right now.
She has all these songs coming out because apparently she also lived in the city, right? She also lived in New York City and then quickly realized that she couldn't be in the city. And so she ended up moving like to Maine, right? And just like lives in like this rural place.
I always say like I'd live in Maine if it wasn't so far from everything.
That's
Maine
so funny.
Maine is the fucking best.
But all of her songs lately that she's releasing are written basically about that feeling of like, I need to be there, but I don't want to be, you know, and I identify with every last lyric, you know, the songs are so good right now from her. But
so
anyway,
cool.
It's like, so at the time I was living in Albany and I had, you know, like I always just had like jobs, right?
Yeah,
so like I,
as we all do.
Yeah, exactly. So like I had all these marketing jobs and like marketing things that I was doing.
That's why you're so good at marketing.
Yes,
I know, right? I know, I understand. yes.
It's so funny. Like I'll literally show, you know, my partner's name is Christian, so I'll just say
perfect.
Christian from now on. Yeah. So I'll like show Christian like a new thing that I'm gonna post, right? And then he'll be like, oh my God, you are so Don Draper. You are so Megan Draper.
Yes,
yeah. And I'm like, unfortunately,
oh
it's true.
Yes. You're twerking the minds. Like, you're like taking everything and like tweaking it all. And
well,
like, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
I just said twerking the minds.
Twerking. Actually, I do that every day. So,
you're twerking minds every day. I meant to say tweaking, I think, but yeah.
That's so funny.
That's incredible. You are good at that though. Like when I scroll through TikTok and yours come up, I'm always like, damn girl, like she gets it. Like you're like oh, you're like creating that aesthetic of like the 1970s thing. Like you always have a good, like a grabby caption.
Thanks
you're
so
good
much
at that. Yeah.
You know, like that's the thing, is that like the reason I'm so good at it is because I used to work for Vinyl Me Please.
Oh, what is that?
That's like it's like a subscription record company where like you get like records every month delivered to you, kind of like what's a different like thing that's
like people
like
do
that?
Like wine of the month or like whatever.
Yes,
like that,
so
kind
like
of stuff.
Something like that.
Or like book of the month club, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, totally.
So I was the marketing coordinator for a base of 200,000.
Dude. So,
unfortunately, I'm quite good at music marketing.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, you get it.
But because of that, it's like I just had such a bad time in 2022 because it wasn't I was like, why am I doing this for someone else when I could be doing it for me?
Yes.
You know, like, yep. There was like almost like a bitterness to it where I was like, I don't want much artistically while at the same time I can be doing it for me, you know, like I can just be like having a good time doing the aesthetic and creating the content and doing all these things for myself.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was short lived.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I just wasn't like.
How long were you there?
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Like how you said there was the 8 month job. That was the 6 month job. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. But now I'm just using what I learned from that whole time period. Yeah. Cause I had like a bunch of other like
another one of those things that's like, you think it's a wrong step, but it's actually kind of like a right step. Cause then it makes you better at this thing that you want to do for you.
Yeah. Cause like when I talk about manifesting, right. It's like I manifested the ever living shit out of that job. I wanted it so fucking bad.
Yes.
Like I literally was every single night doing like the like half hour manifestation like what, YouTube things.
It? Yeah.
It's like where you just have to like repeat to your, it's like you sit there with like this meditation music and you've got the headphones on in the dark. Yes. And it's like, I am, you know, I'm ready for this. I, you know, like you just have to keep repeating all the affirmations. And I was also just like really dedicated. I had all the good questions, all the, you know, like all the stuff for them. And then quickly realize I hate this type of life. You know, like it was one of those it was like just not for me, as good as I am at it, you know.
Isn't that funny too? But that's also the other thing, is that like just because you're good at something doesn't mean you have to do it, which is how I feel about like because there are a lot of things that I'm also good at, and like one of them is like managing people. And I'm like, no, I don't
want to manage people. That.
Like, I do not want to be in a position of like having to like be someone's manager. Like, I did that also. Like, I worked, my mom had a store, I worked there. Like, I was like,
oh, yeah,
whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was managing people and doing all of that. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to do that. I do that now kind of with a band, but I don't mind doing it for a band because it's fun.
Well, yeah, that's for fun. Yeah. Yes. You know, in a
but
way.
It's like, but those manager skills that I learned in all these other jobs I've had have made me good at being like, oh yeah, I'm scheduling things and I'm organized and I'm creating Google Drives. And like, I know like everybody who comes into the band is always like, oh my God, thank you so much for having all of this like already set up, and you're so organized, and you like send us
so
text
helpful,
and it's like,
as like a band member, you know, like just if you have the charts and the things,
the charts
and the
are
schedule,
there. Charts and recording
and the
schedule. So I'm also a Virgo, so.
Oh, I almost said, oh no, I didn't mean to. My dad's
that
a Virgo.
Like your reaction. Oh my God, I love that. What's your like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, what's your thing about Virgo?
Well, my dad's a Virgo. He's just super, super organized and clean. Yeah. But you know, like, it's not that I'm not. It's just that,
what
like,
are you?
I'm a different kind, I guess. Okay. What am I? You said
what's
Aries.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
I'm an Aries moon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I'm
really,
I can't remember. I think I'm Pisces rising, which is very telling. I'm very emotional.
Are you very emotional in dream world a lot with your manifestations?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I just sit there and cry with my manifestation YouTube videos. Just being like, oh, I'm getting closer.
I can feel it.
Literally.
Oh my God, I love that.
No, I'm the biggest crier ever. Like,
oh my God. I cry a lot also. We were just talking about that last night. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I love crying. I feel like it's really good. Like, I feel better after a good cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to have to cry, but I do cry a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just cry over like stupid bullshit. Like, just, it just happens.
But that's also my immediate reaction is cry. Like, I'm just like, something happens and then I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And, I'm like, and then I get angry later.
Oh, no. But like, even for like moving things, like if I go to a show or something.
Yeah.
And the song's that damn good.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to cry.
Yep.
You know? Like, literally.
That's great. Those are the moments like I never forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, moments like that at shows. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Like, no matter what, you know, like if I go see a concert and the song's that good and I'm like, oh my God, someone wrote this.
Yeah.
Someone literally can play this well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I'm going to cry about it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
So
I'm a big fan of crying. So we're team cry.
Team cry. Yeah.
Team cry. Team for don't hold it in. Team let it out. So then, like, you're going through all of this and like you get through all of that stressful, all of those stressful things.
Yeah.
So what do you have, like a day job now?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I do like proofreading and copy editing and stuff. Yeah. So like kind of cool. Editing. Yeah.
Is it remote?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
for like
yeah.
books?
Oh no, for like flyers and mailers.
Oh,
and
cool.
Different, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very
that's
cool.
Like honestly, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds
no,
really
I have,
nice.
I have a good time.
Yeah,
good. Because it's not marketing.
Like, yes. And then you feel like it's like you're able to do that and music and feel like good and not drained. Like, how are you feeling
well,
about
yeah,
the balance of that?
Exactly. Well, yeah, that was the problem with the marketing stuff was that like I could not focus on music afterward because I was already expending
music,
creative energy.
Yes,
you know, like I need
100%.
To do the things that take more brain power.
Yep,
which
I
mean,
totally
it's weird to say, but like,
no, it's not. I really
not the music
like,
doesn't take brains.
A, B, brain.
You know,
no,
yeah.
But it's a totally different space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, like just like that's so much better than. You know, having to like come up with multiple content ideas and then
no,
get like
that.
Ostracized and shat on if you don't make something viral, which
oh my
is
God.
Random and doesn't.
There's literally
like,
no way.
There's
to control
no way
that.
To do
yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah, there's no way to control it.
Yep.
It like, and that's what I like always told them too. I was
yep.
like, we can't just make something go viral. We can jump on trends. We could do
right.
whatever the fuck you want, but
right.
it's not going to happen if. It doesn't hit the right thing at the right time and the right person.
Literally.
You know, like
yes.
it's 100%. And do you know how many people are posting content every single
yes.
day?
At every single minute.
At every single moment,
yeah.
every single minute,
yep.
and it might be just like yours.
Yep.
You know?
And the
like,
algorithm just happens to bless one or the other. Like it just like it's the algorithm
that's
gods.
The thing,
like there's
yeah.
no we can't control it. I can put hashtags on it, I can do this, I can do that. And also it's so funny because when you are like the social media person and you're doing stuff like that, then everyone's like, well, why isn't it going viral? And then
yeah,
it's like
and they get and then, pissed.
Yeah, they do. And then they're also like, it's also a thing where they're like, well, why are what if we do this or what if we do that? What do we do? Blah, 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 blah. And then it's like they always think that they can also do it better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that?
I've dealt with a bunch of those people.
Yeah.
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 Like a bunch of other people on the team who are like, no offense, 50. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to get something
literally
go viral.
No.
It's
you're,
not going to happen.
No.
Yeah. Because like me at the time being like the 22-year-old or the 23-year-old,
right.
at, you know, like as the marketing person for such a giant thing too. It
yes.
was like, what are you on about? Like,
what are you on about?
Yeah. What are you on about? It's
I
not gonna
that.
Happen.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, that's awful. And so then like you come out of that and then but like is that when you moved to Troy? Like when you left that job, did those things kind of coincide?
So it gets even weirder.
Okay.
So
ooh, love it.
Yeah. Then I took a job as the caretaker of a historic church turned artist residency
oh
in Troy.
My God. Okay, love it. Okay.
I am.
Is that
insane?
That's not Mount Ida.
No, it
oh.
is not.
Wow. Okay. What is that place?
It's Woodside.
Oh, never heard of it. Okay. Okay.
Probably for good reason.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, Christian and I took that job like deliberately. Like,
oh.
it was another thing I manifested that I was like,
okay.
I need to have this. If I do not get it, I'm going to be fucking furious because I am perfect for it, which I wasn't.
Yes.
But, you know, you convince yourself enough
oh, you
that you're
do.
Perfect and you're
oh,
perfect
for sure.
it. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
I was like,
oh my God, that's so
manifesting
funny.
It. I went to the interview and I had the notepad and I was
Shit.
Asking specific questions
yes.
by year about the place, showing that woman that I was like the best person for the job.
Yep.
And just by my sheer like lack of like, giving up. I got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yep.
we got it and we got to
oh
live in the, you know, the historic church that was dilapidated and fallen apart and had all these issues, but it was an artist residency. So like, I was like, oh, cool. We get to live with all these like artists and stuff like that. Like we get to like do this cool thing. Right.
Okay.
And that, as usual, fell through very badly in
Ugh.
A very insane, absolutely just crazy way, right?
Okay.
So yeah, it was after that that I was like, something needs to change. That also lasted 6 months.
Whoa.
Another thing with my life, it will last only 6 months.
Oh my
if
God.
It's not, you
if
know,
it's not the thing.
If it's not the thing, it will last 6 months or less.
Yeah.
So yeah. We moved 5 minutes from there, luckily, because we were like, we're not doing this job anymore. This is absolutely nuts. And
yep.
I mean, we just, like, at the end of the day, we didn't know how to do the things that were required, you know, like, I mean, Christian was like installing flooring and stuff.
Oh my
God. We're not handy. You know, like, that's just not our thing.
You're like on YouTube, like, okay. And then we take the nail gun and okay.
No, that was literally like, how it was going. Like, yikes. Just had like the iPad next to us, like watching the YouTube videos, trying to like install these floors and stuff and do all these things. And I was like, this is absolutely nuts.
Oh my God.
We're not doing this anymore.
Wow. So it was a kind of a situation where it was like you traded living space for like taking care of the space or like updating the space, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So yeah, we got to live there at a discounted rate.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't free, which it should have been with all the work that was required.
Yeah, sure.
But we got to live there at a discounted rate and the price went down. Like the monthly rent went down the more work you did per month.
Oh, this is like insane.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I hate
very
that.
Weird.
I hate that. What, and like, just like, ugh, how do you decide what the deciding factor is on how much work you've done and whatever? That's like,
Well, yeah, because, you know, the landlord, I guess you could call her, would have to like determine.
Exactly.
Like how much you did. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And
ooh,
I was like, yikes. I don't like my living situation tied to my work.
Correct.
You know, that's crazy. So. Yep. Not for me. And so we ended up moving 5 minutes away, luckily.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. Which is fantastic and awesome. Yep.
And we that's where we are now.
It. Yeah.
Okay,
and it's
great.
Like this, where we just go for a walk and don't get bothered.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's a fantastic feeling. So
that's great. Oh my God. But so now it's interesting because I feel similar with like with my health issues where it was like I had all this kind of like traumatic shit happen and now I'm seeing the fallout in my physical body.
That's what people say happens.
Yeah.
Like if you have a bad run or a traumatic run, because like I don't even know, like I don't want to call what happened to me traumatic because I feel like it's way too harsh a word for like what was going on.
That's
but
fair. Mine was definitely traumatic. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah,
on that,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't feel comfortable saying that because it was mostly like, you know, really
hard,
bad
like shit.
Really bad, horrible jobs, really bad, horrible living situations and unsafe things here and there. You know, like it wasn't like, I don't know.
But then it's like you get into a safe space and your body comes kind of out of that fight or flight mode. And then it's like, now your body's like, No, we have to deal with everything we just went through. That's what I think about it as. Sometimes.
I've read that like actually happens to people who like really have like years of bad stuff happen.
Yeah.
It will just come up like that afterward. Because
like,
I'm like, oh, cool. My period's straightened out. Let's go.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, no, your stomach hurts all the time now. You're always hungry and shaking.
No.
You know, like just like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
or is it like, could it be like this is like the one that I see all the time. It's just like PCOS.
So no, it is not that.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
I've already
so
that's
like,
been
that's
rolled
like
out.
Rolled out. Okay,
because that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, of course, that's the first thing I would jump. That's why I'm like I have PCOS. I missed 2 years this year.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because like with everything, I was like, okay, irregular periods, mood swings, the hunger, the shakes, the weight gain. Like I was like everything that sounds like PCOS to me. And then they're like, you know, they did a bunch of tests and did a bunch of ultrasounds. They're like, no, like the telltale sign of that is polycystic ovaries. And it's like really irregular periods, not like, you know, what I was having.
Yeah.
And they're like, it would be probably worse than that. And you don't have, you know, these symptoms that like typically are accompanied with that. And, you know, I didn't have like hair growth or anything either, you know, like just no things like that. So I'm very happy about it. I don't want that.
I know,
you know, like
I know.
As terrible as that sounds, like I don't
know.
Want it. So it's like, you know, I'm glad it's not that. But I
but
did
you
just
still don't know what it is.
Yeah, not really. Because
are you like stepping into like the GI world?
Yes.
Now? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stepping into that at this point because like I did a hormone panel a month or two ago, and I did have an imbalance, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be for what's going on.
That's good.
Good. Exactly.
Okay.
So I mean, like the prolactin was like high, which I guess is like a hormone that could lead to irregular periods and hunger spikes and stuff. So it's possible.
But just like there's no like name for it. It's just kind of like my one hormone is a little higher than it should be.
Yes.
It's kind of
exactly.
The deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It was just kind of like there was a name for it, but it was like, you know, they still want me to like do a second test where I have like, they're like, don't do like come to the doctor, you know, in November or whatever and get the blood done, you know, like a week before.
Okay.
But make sure that you're fasted and have no nipple stimulation the night before.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I guess, done.
What?
Yes, like, okay.
That is wild.
Because prolactin is related to, like, breast milk and production and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that's why. But it was just funny. I was like, that's what they...
Okay.
It's the hill they die on. Yeah, no nipple stimulation at all.
Mm-mm. None.
Cannot touch your nipples whatsoever.
That is hilarious.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Not wear a shirt?
That's what I was thinking. That's literally what I was thinking. That's the only way. Yeah, that is the only way. Yeah.
So.
I also, like, rarely ever wear a bra. So I'm also just like, that would be literally impossible for me to, like, not, like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm so over bras at this point. Yeah. Like, I just wear, like, the easiest.
Oh, yeah. You snap it. Yeah. No, I just bought these recently and they're literally just, like, the thinnest, amount of, like, I have, like, no boobs. So I'm like, I have nothing going on. So I was like,
this is a lot. Yeah. Going on, so I have to
probably
wear
feel more comfortable with something. But I'm like, give me nothing. I stopped for a while actually because after I had COVID, right where like the bra strap sits is where I was having, I can still feel it to this day, terrible back pain. Like line of like, it was like hot shooting pain through my back. And it would sit right in my bra strap. So I was like, I can't like wear a bra anymore.
Yeah,
and I remember like coming down the stairs one day and my mom being like, so you just don't wear bras anymore? And I was like, one, I literally can't put a bra on. Like, I literally cannot put anything on that spot on my back where, like, it feels like I'm going to die. Yeah. And, like, two, fuck it.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Wild.
Well, yeah, because I'm so endowed, like, my entire life, it's always been a thing for me to wear one. You know what I mean? Like, it was always, like, if I was leaving the house, my parents are like, are you wearing a bra? And I'm like, no.
No. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I just. Yep. But I just sound stupid when I was a kid where I slept in my bra every night middle school because it was so cold in the morning, like in the winter, that I wanted to just have it on so that I
didn't have to take a shirt off to put a bra on.
Yeah. That was short-lived, luckily, too. Yes. But was so stupid. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I even did that.
Right? Thinking about that, oh, my God, there's nothing better than, like, taking the bra off. Like, literally, one day I was wearing a bra, and JP, it was my boyfriend, he literally goes, like, I had a bra on, and he was like, why are you wearing a bra? What's going on? Like, it was literally, he literally was like, what? And I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
it's fine. I just felt like I had to look, like, we were going to, like, see his parents or something. I'm like, I feel like I have to wear a bra when I go see your parents.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. It's great. Yeah, I'm like, I just don't give a shit. But so you're going in November to have that no nipple stimulation night before blood work done.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then I'm just trying to work on, like, finding, like, a GI doctor at this point now. So, yeah, it seems to be something extremely hard to catch, clearly. Right. Yeah.
And I feel like these things always are. Like, it's always kind of, and it's also, like, right, like, you do the hormone panel, and then it's like, this is the first one we do. And then if we see spikes or low things here, then we do the next step. And
then there's
like layers and layers and layers. And then it's kind of like, this is like primary care, and then you go to a specialist.
Oh,
and then it's
yeah.
like the whole fucking thing.
I know. Because they're like, well, in order to get a GI referral, you need to see your primary care. Yep. I'm like, he knows about it.
Yeah.
Like, what do I even need to go to him for?
Right.
And he's great. You know,
I love my primary too.
I love my primary care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's fantastic. And yes. that's the thing too, like, for a man, no offense. Like,
I
was like, oh shit, you actually kind of, like, listen to me.
I know.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I like my doctor to the point where, like, he sits and listens to me to, like, when every time I leave, I'm like, oh, I feel better. Like, every single time I'm like, and then also every time I go in there and I'm just like, because my health has been like just like this. So it's like, I go in and they're just like, I'm having good times and I'm having bad times. And then, like, when I'm having a bad time, I'm like, I'm going to go in there and he's going to be like, this bitch. And I'm like, I swear to God, like, I swear to God, like, I'm not an insane person. Like, I'm just like, I cannot, like, survive right now. Like, I am in strict survival mode.
Sorry.
Like, it's just like, I mean, right back at you. Like, I'm mostly saying this because I know that you probably understand at this point. So, like, what are the other symptoms that you're having?
So, yeah, it is mostly, like, it was the irregular periods, and then it was so, like, this thing will happen where, like, I will be hungry, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it will just ramp as if, like, I haven't eaten in days. It will just ramp up absolutely insane. Like, sometimes with the cold sweats and and I've done all these tests too for, like, blood sugar and you know, the diabetes.
I did the diabetes test too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, all that stuff. So, and none of that comes back weird, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
that's all in line. And, you know, at this point, like through my research, like it could be just high cortisol. It could be some kind of like leptin resistance, you know, like, oh, which that makes the most sense actually at this point. But, you know, everything that I thought made sense prior was debunked.
Yeah.
So, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's also like, I do think it's like one of those things that I'm like, I always go to my doctor and I'm like, hi, sorry. Like, I am that person who was on TikTok, like searching things.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, yeah, could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be that? Like, I'm like, I just like, I'm just trying to do all the things to figure all the things out. And yeah, then it's like with the autoimmune stuff too, it's like now it's like all over my TikTok of like these girls just being like, like how I cured my autoimmune disease through food. And then I'm like, okay, so I've cut out gluten.
Yeah.
And I've really, I don't eat a lot of like, I eat well, like I always have my whole life. And so I'm like, okay, I, now I've cut out gluten. It's all gone. And I'm like, okay, now I'm like very conscious of how much sugar I'm putting in my body. Like I really use like, I don't really use like processed sugar. Now I'm like baking with like, I'm like looking up all these things like, okay, coconut sugar. And like, I've always used like maple syrup and honey for sweetness.
Yeah,
like
me
that's
too.
Always been my thing. And I'm like, literally, I'm like at this point where I'm like, how much more could I literally can't cut out anything. Like what else am I supposed to cut out? You know what I mean? I'm like,
this then is
like,
my
what,
life.
Then what
literally,
can I know.
Me every day,
and I'm like,
yeah,
then what can I eat? Like a banana and like chicken. Like I'm just like,
same,
that's
yeah,
it.
That's
like,
why I eat the same thing every single day. Cause I'm like, this I know probably won't affect me. So I
great.
Have to just have this,
that's
you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, and that's, it's good to know that, but it's also just like I remember we were, where was I the other day? I don't remember where I was, but I was somewhere and this woman was just like in line ordering food. And I just was like looking at her and I was like, I'm watching you order this food and you're ordering just like whatever you're eating and you're not like thinking about, like, I'm like, okay, does this have gluten in it? Okay, well, it's processed. So like, I really probably shouldn't eat that because if I eat that today, I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. And then I'm like, well, do I want to eat my inflammatory food? Like if I do eat an inflammatory food in a day, I'm like, okay, when do I want to eat it? And what do I want it to be? And I'm going to pay the price tomorrow. Like it's
same,
like this whole, like this map in your brain of like constantly going through, like what decision am I going to make right now? And how is it going to affect me in the next hour or 24?
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
It's constant.
I was literally at the grocery store this morning and I spent like, cause you know,
also,
one of my, oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just gonna say also, you were like, I spent, but I was just thinking about also how like all of this is also like eating well is also very expensive. And like all of the things that you need that everyone's like, oh yeah, take this supplement or do this or eat this or whatever and have this anti-inflammatory thing. And I'm like, God fucking damn it.
$100 a week for me usually. Yeah.
Literally
close
same
to
as
it.
Like one person.
One person. Yeah. Cause I don't, you know, Christian and I buy separate food. So it's like, what the hell?
I know.
But I was literally in the like chip aisle this morning. Cause like, I just want a nice fun side to like my
wraps. No, literally.
Yeah. So
yes,
I'm like, let
I understand
me get.
This.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sick of eating like fucking seeds all the time.
Yes.
You know, I was
yes.
like, I'm going to get pumpkin seeds. Yes. It's the fall. But
the
I'm
fall.
Also like, you know, I was like, I want something like kind of fun.
Yes.
So I was like looking for the hippies, you know, like
yes.
the puffed
oh my God, yeah.
chickpea.
I have
things.
Them upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah. I love them. Right.
And I like the harvest snaps.
Oh,
the little
those
like green.
Too.
Yeah. They're good too.
I like those too. But, you know, like I want something like that. But for some reason, I don't know if it was because the store was busier than I've ever seen it today, for one, but like, there was like none there. Like there were no harvest snaps. There were no hippies.
No.
I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? So I was looking at the backs of everything. Canola oil, no. This, no. Gluten, no. You know, like just every single thing. And then finally I pick up like Nature's Promise vegetable chips. And it was like, may contain canola oil. And I was like, fine, I'll do
whatever.
Yeah, I don't even give a shit anymore. I just
God.
Want food. Like,
yes, yes, yes. And it is exhausting.
Yeah. It's so, so annoying.
Yeah. Yep.
Meanwhile, like, you know, I just see other people at the store with their, you know, like kids and
I know,
stuff, like just getting normal things I ate as a kid.
Yes.
You know, like
100%.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Just something like that, you know?
Yep. And I'm like, every now and again, I do have a moment of like, I'm going through this process of like, and granted, I haven't gotten an official diagnosis yet. Like I'm going to a rheumatologist in December. So I'm like hopefully going to figure out what the fuck is going on with me. But this new development I've been having is my fucking hands hurt. Like whatever I have is attacking all of my joints.
Yeah.
But I'm like getting to the point where I'm like, and I was practicing. I have a gig this weekend and I was practicing. I had to write a song for it. And I'm practicing this song. And I was like, God damn it. This reach in my left hand is like killing me.
Oh,
and
no.
then I was like, I'm... gonna lose my mind. Like, I was like, if I start to like now lose, like, I was like, this is my livelihood. Like, this
That's
is
scary. I have a friend dealing with that right now, actually. Like, God. Yeah, he has diabetes and he's like having issues like playing guitar. And he's like, if I lose this, man, like, this is,
I know. That's crazy. I totally understand. Cause I'm like, I was just talking about this with the last girl who I was just doing an episode with too. I was like, I'm also like, I'm a shoe girly. Like, I love shoes. Ooh, and I'm like, yeah. I haven't been able to wear like my cute fucking heeled little boots like for fall and everything. I was like, I haven't been able to wear those in a year. Like, my body is falling apart. And so it's like this, like, you start grieving, I feel like, so many things. And it hits you at weird times too. Like, you're in the grocery store and you're just like, look at those kids eating their Pop-Tarts, not knowing what life has in store for them. You know? Yeah. Like, it's like sometimes I have that moment where I'm just like, I had a moment in the grocery store like maybe a month ago or something, and I walked in and it was just like, it's been a long year. And I like walked into the grocery store and I'm like in the back, and I walk my way around the produce, and I like walk back, and yeah. I'm like walking up one of the aisles, and I was like, I just started to cry because I was like, oh. It's so organized in here and it's so clean. And I just was like, I just like started to cry over like how comforting the grocery store was.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ. So it's like, it's, but again, it was that thing where I was like, but I'm just going to let myself cry about it. Because I was like, I'm going to stand here in this grocery store and I'm going to fucking cry.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I know.
Team cry.
I know. Team cry. Rock on. Also, it's like, it's wild because we're at our hour mark. And
I can't believe that.
It goes by so fast.
I was literally thinking that like 5 minutes ago. I was like, we got to be coming up on time soon. But it's just crazy.
It's like, we could talk forever.
Yeah. Good.
But, and I feel like we didn't even get to talk about your music, which is wild. But so how can people find you?
Oh, well, always doing stuff on Instagram. That's like, that is my favorite social media. As the former social media manager,
yes.
That is my favorite social media, okay. Is Instagram, for musicians rather. And then I've got TikTok, got Facebook, and I release a Substack newsletter every month, and I'm on all the streaming.
Amazing. Yeah. And everyone go listen to her music because it's lovely and amazing and like soothing and very cool. And your live shows are cool. Thank you. But your live shows are like, I feel like also an experience within themselves. Like, you really curate that experience.
Thanks so much. Yeah. I've been trying to do that too.
Yeah.
More. Yeah. With like, now that I've abandoned stuff too, it's.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. Like, yeah, oh my God. That's fun.
It's like really getting fun now. So.
Does your partner play with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep,
cool.
He plays bass.
Oh, my God. Oh, great. We love a bass man. Like, holding
true.
It steady, holding it down.
It's pretty hot, yeah.
It's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot. I like you even more now.
Correct. I remember my cousin saying to me one time, she was like, being on stage with him must just be, like, the best foreplay ever.
Oh, yeah. Just looking at each other, waiting.
Uh-huh. Communication, like, no, like, communication without words. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, but yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you feel good?
Yes.
Okay, great. Me too. Okay, amazing. Thank you. Talking to normal people.